an issue which comes up pretty much in every shul in Klal Yisrael. So one of the additional nightmares for every gabbai, and that is lists for chaylim. There's a list on the bima. Someone comes along, he adds on a name. Someone else comes along, and the lists keep on growing and growing and growing. And we have dozens and dozens of names. We have no idea who put the names on, except for some limited scenarios. No idea who the chaylim are. They're from, you know, our city, from a different city. Do they get better? Do they not get better? And it can sit for quite a while, and eventually, you know, you wonder, oh, who are you saying tehillim for? What are you trying to accomplish? And what's the status of these chaylim? And should we be saying tehillim for these chaylim? So, on the one hand, you know, you figure it doesn't hurt. On the other hand, like, you know, you wonder what you're doing. So the first one to really address anything along these lines is the Maharil. Maharil, in the Minhagi Maharil, Gim Hilchos Aveilus discusses that there's a minig, that many rabbis, there are a few rabbis he quotes there, who were meicha that one should not make a mishaberach in a shul for a chayla who lives outside the city. And we're talking about, with technology, obviously not what it is today, anyone who's talking about a scenario where the chayla lived precisely a mile out of the town. But a mile, you know, miles are very far, and you know, going back in history. And they really had no idea what the situation was with the chayla. Maharil says he would not let somebody make a mishbech for a chayla if they were uncertain as to their status. And he says, there are two sveikas. There's one topic, maybe the person passed away. There's another topic, maybe the person got better. Now, this type of concept, the paiskim, you know, go to town with this, because the halacha, the concept, we generally don't assume someone died. Shema meis leichai shinan. It has a lot of ramifications in halacha. We always assume someone who's alive is still among the living until proven otherwise. It comes up as far as somebody writes a get. And he says that sometimes it comes up in a scenario where there's Yibum. Somebody tries to prevent Yibum. He'll give his wife a get prior to his death to avoid the whole situation of Yibum. If a shliach is bringing a get, if he has to worry if the guy already died, how could he give a get? And it creates all sorts of various issues in serious matters. The halacha, we always assume a guy is still alive. So Maharil apparently is assuming that there's two issues here. And we're working with, again, there's one side, maybe he's alive, there's one side, maybe he passed away. Both options combined create a real suffix. Based on that, Maharil says one should not make a mishberach. Now, the question is, why exactly, what not? Why not? What do you lose? And there's a whole series of tshuvas back and forth with somebody, the Nachla Shiva, Talmud of the Taz, together with somebody, there's a whole series of tshuvas, and they discuss the concept that even if we're not discussing using Hashem's name in vain, we're not making any bracha, there's no problem of Shabbos where there's a question of mevakesh tzrochim or all sorts of things like that on Shabbos where one should avoid davening for a chayla unless there's an immediate concern. The very concept of tefillah, now, they leave it somewhat cryptic the way they write it, but it seems what they're trying to get across is when we daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we tend to think of it sort of lackadaisically. You walk in, you daven, yeah, why not? We say Shemoneh Esrei, what's good? It's good, it's not good, we hope for good results. If someone understands the concept of Ein Lifnei HaMelech, someone standing comes into a king and he has a few minutes for a private meeting. He doesn't come in and start saying, well, I'm not sure if I need something, but if I do, maybe help me out. If you know you need something, so you come, you present what you have, your case, you present what you're trying to be misspelled for, what you need, and that you can ask for a bakasha. But to go ahead and ask for something, where you have no idea if it's a need bichlal, is a wrong mahalach. And again, Maharil writes from different rabbanim that they would block people from doing such a thing, and once you're not doing such a thing, this Maharil is brought down in the Piskei Tshuva and Shari Tshuva and others far, and many places can go with this lamaisa, that one should not make a mishaberech for a chayla if one does not know his status. Now, the question is, what exactly does this mean in practical terms? Today, we are much more connected. Someone dies in Eretz Yisrael. Within seconds, we know about it here in Chuslards. Generally, it's much easier to track the status of chaylim. Now, when you know about a chaylim, you know, let's say someone, a good lador, so unfortunately, you know, not well, something like that, you know you're going to hear about it. Somebody in shul, you'll hear about it wherever you are, friends, acquaintances, you tend to hear. There are people where you don't hear about it. So there's no, the Paiskim don't give any really, you know, cold, hard limit on what on how this works. But there is a concept that when it reaches a point, when someone puts a name on a list, so you know, for the next, in the interim, the next couple of days, probably the status is the same. As time goes on, the progression of time, there's a greater and greater chance that the status is not the status quo, and therefore, it would be wrong to misspell. I've seen some shuls have a minig that every Rosh Chodesh, they get rid of the old list, and anyone who's around who wants to put on a name can put it on again. If the person's still sick, go ahead and put it on again. But that way, at least you have a concept once a month. Again, there's no clear date in the Paiskim when it becomes stale, so to speak, but there should be some sort of policy in place where one should have a limit to setting forth where one is thereby keeping a track of chaylim who are sick and chaylim who are beyond this need of tefillah. They should not be on the list anymore, and our tefillah should be specifically for things we know about, so we could daven karoyf.